Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about this?
I feel like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken
care of. It took forever. And the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
Shop Blinds.com for up to 50% off site-wide and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Bar Cabali's Black and Gold Report was brought to you by Western PA Injury Attorneys of LGKG, built on relationships, credibility, and integrity. LGKG.com. Right now it is Open Phone Friday. That's right. Whatever you want here for the next few minutes, 412-928-9370. We dedicate a segment to you every Friday. We're choosing to do it right now because loaded 5 o'clock hour. Patrick Peterson, the former Steeler and future Hall of Famer, will join us again at 5:30. We'll also make picks. We did get a text. I'd rather have it. The whole point is to call in. But we did get a text here that I think is a good question for Open Phone Friday, and one that I will attempt to answer, and also I think some of our listeners who have been to Steelers games might want to answer. For Steelers fans, best road city, worst road city?
I can't
best
answer.
Best road city, cities. Worst road city. Best and worst.
I've only gone to a Steelers road game in Cleveland.
And how was that experience? Horrible?
No, I mean, it was...
Were they jerks?
Actually, you know what? The second time, I don't think we went. We just went to bars, but the people were like the most aggressive, angry Browns fans like I've ever seen. So that was a negative experience. That's like what people described Philly as, was that. People were challenging, like ready to fight me because I was like in their way. So that was not great. But I have not gone to another road game. I have not gone down to a game in Baltimore. I've not gone to a game in Washington or anywhere like that. I'm a bad Steelers traveling fan.
I think best road city is Miami. That's my favorite one. The weather is always spectacular, unless you go too early in the season and it's super humid.
Food is great.
But I'm fine with humidity.
Nightlife's
it doesn't bother
great.
Me. Yeah.
Oh, congratulations on your success.
Yeah, you got the Spanish food going on. I'm not a club guy, but you got all kinds of places that are right on the water that'll stay open and food.
Do you go
good
down and, there and feel like worse about yourself because everyone down there is like beautiful?
I went out with Richie Walsh the last time I was in Miami.
But that's what I'm just saying.
We were
saying,
painting
like,
the town red together.
Do you just feel like
experience
I'm like,
of a lifetime?
You know, the dudes all look like they're in better shape than you. The
well,
women
not
are
anymore.
All well. Yeah,
I'm
that's
starting
true.
To make moves
that's
here,
true.
Malzi.
That's
becoming
that's
better.
Very true. Actually, you are becoming much better.
So that would be one for me. And
do
then,
we have that for your takes, by the way?
If they want to sponsor it. And then as far as worst, the easy one is Baltimore.
Yeah.
But I've got one that gives it a run for its money that nobody would see coming.
Minneapolis?
No, I love Minneapolis.
Well, I know you guys had a lot of fun. Like the stadium's great there. Hold on, can I guess it then?
Sure.
New York.
Because
you're in the swamps of Jersey.
I haven't been to a Steelers game there yet.
So a place you've been.
Yeah.
Didn't you say Charlotte was kind of whack?
No. I mean, we had to leave early because Amanda was sick, but otherwise I had a pleasant experience there. The stadium's old. I think overall fan experience, I think Washington's pathetic.
Oh, well, I didn't know
just
you had gone
awful.
To a game there.
Just absolutely.
Well, FedEx is the worst stadium in the league by a mile.
Everything about it is annoying.
And isn't it also just set off by itself? Like,
yeah,
very
so
hard,
it's hard
to get
in. It's hard to get out. The stadium itself
the
is
stadium
a dump.
Almost killed, like, it almost killed Jalen Hurts. It fell on
yeah.
him.
Yeah, I mean, it's not like, I'm not saying Commanders fans are the worst, although they seem to be obnoxious, drunk, and mean.
Did they still have people dressing up like pigs? Like
yes.
Putting the pig snouts and the dresses
yeah.
on?
Where are the Russ Grimm and Mark May?
I mean, that's kind of endearing. Isn't that kind of endearing,
yeah,
though, that you still got grown men dressing up like that?
Sure, I think that's one very small thing they have going for them.
Like, I always thought the dog pound, when they actually had it, was both A, scary, and charming in its way.
Oh, yeah, so scary that grown men were there with
dog masks
on, making barking noises.
John Steigerwald once got very mad at me when I was filling in for you from 6 p.m. to 10 p.m. about that. We were arguing about people wearing jerseys, and then he said, yeah, what are you getting? You know, he basically conflated that with the guy wearing the dog mask at the dog pound. That was his big take.
Stan is on Open Phone Friday. Hello, Stan.
What's up, guys?
Hey, hi, Stan.
Doing well. Hey, three things real quick, and I'll hang up and I'll listen.
Sure.
Number one, there was a caller that called yesterday, a business owner, who was talking about the dip mix. My girlfriend buys those. They're fantastic, by the way.
Okay.
Number two, I think it was dips in strip, I believe.
Yes.
Number two, yes, fantastic stuff. Number two, if someone wants to offer me $1,500 for some tickets to the Steeler-Cowboy game, you're more than welcome to buy them off me.
Why, you have finally, some and you're trying to sell them?
I'm not trying to sell them, but if someone comes along with $1,500 cash, they're theirs.
Would you do that for an AFC Championship game in Pittsburgh, Stan?
No, because they're so rare now. But, you know.
Touche. Very good response. So, on the fly.
Yeah,
number three, Stan?
Point number three, the worst city in general to visit is Philly. It's the armpit of the country. However, the worst football city is Jacksonville by far.
Have not done it, Stan. I've not been down there for a game.
I could understand. Yeah, I could understand Jacksonville being bad. I'll be honest, Stan. I lived in Philly for 6 months, had no money. I was fresh out of college making no money.
Thank you, Stan.
If you have the money to go to like the fun parts of Philly, I love going there.
I don't love it. And the
like old city and all that stuff.
The fans are monsters. They are mutants. Seth is a nice guy, so
But Seth has that monster lurking just beneath the surface. You get Seth going, he gets super fired up.
Yep, so there is that. But yeah, like the food and the tailgate and stuff, I do like there. I do like the, even though it's energy that is intimidating, it does have a great football vibe.
Philly's a great sports city. It pains me to say it.
The thing people have told me about Jacksonville is if you're into golf and stuff, Sawgrass is right there and you can actually get on there and play there.
Yeah,
weather's good.
If you have several hundred dollars sitting around, you can get on there. It's in Ponte Vedra Beach.
I know people that have made that trip and have done it often and actually rave about it. So I'm a little bit surprised to hear Stan just absolutely tear
up the shreds.
Well,
maybe he's not a golfer. I mean, it's a great golf area, and Sawgrass is close enough where you definitely can get on and play it, but that's a lot of money you're dropping.
Here's one of our good friends, Kevin, in Hawaii. Hello, Kevin.
Hey, gentlemen. How you doing?
We're good, man.
First, I got to beg you to put that link back up for Circa.
I will.
Because you put that link up, and I'll join you.
I can't wait. Kevin, you're going to fly all the way from Hawaii to see me? That means a lot to me. Thank you, pal.
Yeah, you and the fact that I have family there, but it's mostly just you.
Thank you.
Wow.
So, hey, real quick, by far, Philly is a rat hole. I think you were there a long time ago, Chris, but that's just my opinion. But the worst is Atlanta. I lived in Atlanta for 2 years. They are the worst sports fans in the world.
Well, they're college fans. They like Georgia there. But they care about Georgia football, not Falcons football.
But that translates to going to Falcons Steelers games as a negative experience, Kevin.
Oh, it was terrible. I mean, the stadiums. It's a lot like what you described with Washington, because I lived in Washington for 5 years.
Wait, did you go to the old Georgia Dome or did you go to the new one?
They got a new one there, Kevin, and apparently all the food is cheap and the beer is cheap there too. Cheapest concession prices in the entire league.
So Kevin's opinion, and I want to get to Tom quick, but Kevin's opinion, I don't care if they have the nicest stadium in the world. It's like the Pirates having the best baseball stadium. Our team still sucks. They have the nicest football stadium. Their fans still suck.
Okay.
And the experience might be great in the stadium, but I'm just saying, that's my opinion from being there a couple times.
Yes, don't they have Chick-fil-A's all over Mercedes-Benz, but they're closed on football Sundays?
I also appreciate Kevin now speaking in the third person like he's Ricky Henderson on our show. That's a
so
nice
do
touch.
I think that's good.
And what were you going to say about Tomlin? He scares you to death on Sunday and you're afraid they're going to lose?
I'm not afraid. I expect 3 to 4 Tomlin games a year. I said it before the beginning of the year.
3 to 4?
We would. It is what it is. 3 playoff wins in 13 years, first of all. Secondly, the luck that we had at the end of the last two seasons with playing second and third string quarterbacks and injuries for the other teams is hitting us early in the year this year. So let's just see what the last 10.
So are you predicting a win or a loss on Sunday? Win or a loss, Kevin?
Yeah, if you're putting me on the spot, I say loss. But I say even if they win and go 4-0, they still at max end with 10 wins.
Okay. Kevin in Hawaii.
An oddly pessimistic call.
If I lived in Hawaii, I don't think I'd always be like, you know what? This team's going to win by 30 on Sunday.
Also,
oh, by
if
the
you
way,
lived in Hawaii,
here, it's always 80 degrees, and I like spam.
I got to be honest though. If you lived in Hawaii, and I'm glad Kevin calls, would you be calling into sports talk?
Oh yeah, I'd watch it all the time. Although the hours, well, everything's on early.
Right now, he's calling. My God. He's eating like a late breakfast or a brunch right now.
Fan weather brought to you by Sun Chevy. Low is 69 degrees. More of your thoughts on whatever you want. 412-928-9370. How many times have the Steelers started 4-0? In your lifetime? I will give you the answer next. It's not just as a tease. It hasn't happened very often, and they're going to shoot for it again on Sunday. 412-928-9370. I'm going to tell you right now about FanDuel, the official partner of 93.7 The Fan, the official betting partner of the NFL. Dun, 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 dun. Why don't you bet the games on FanDuel Sunday, including the Steelers and Colts? The line right now is Steelers minus 2.5. If you have a good feeling that the defense is going to shut down the Indianapolis offense, and that the quarterback, Justin Fields, will continue to strive, and they'll be able to run the ball against a very, 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 very bad Indy rushing defense, well, then this is the time for you to get onto FanDuel right now and take advantage of this special offer. Make a $5 deposit, and then make at least a $5 bet, and if that bet win or lose, you are going to get $200 in bonus bets. How about that? Thank you, FanDuel. Just for people that are listening right now, FanDuel.com/Andrew to take advantage of that today and start playing on America's number one sportsbook. It is the FanDuel Sportsbook. 21 plus and present in Pennsylvania. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. Bonus issued is now eligible bonus bets, which expires 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms. Sportsbook.FanDuel.com.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about this
I feel
bathroom?
Like I had to say yes, bedroom? Just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything
taken
care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
Shop Blinds.com for up to 50% off site-wide and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Gambling problem. Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Oh, such a clutch offseason pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 50% off site-wide and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 50% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.